Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I had a subscriber ask me about Sebastian Hodes, and, you know, I can understand why Bayern fans would be kind of warming to him. He's obviously doing extremely well at Stuttgart. It's, you know, as things stand, it's between him and Xavi Alonso for manager of the year. The only thing I would say is that bear in mind how much legwork Julian Nagelsmann had to do in the Bundesliga before he was considered for the Bayern job. He had to perform miracles at Hoffenheim, and then he had to kind of do a really good job at RB Leipzig for, how long was there? Four seasons, maybe? I can't remember.
Three or four years.
He had to do all of that. And then even then, it was considered not really a shock, but quite surprising that Bayern went out and spent the money they did to bring him in. And then after 12 months, everyone agreed, you know what, this guy's not really mature enough. He's not got that Bayern aura about him. You know, he's too much of a kind of millennial. Why is he skateboarding through the training ground? All this crap. Things very quickly changed for him. And his age was used against him. Now I know that Sebastian Hoeneß, I actually think he's actually older than Nagelsmann, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I could quickly tell you.
And I also wanted to add that Nagelsmann actually reached the Champions League semi-final of Leipzig.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just to add to the experience that you're kind of suggesting here.
Yeah, so Hoeneß is 41, Nagelsmann's 36. So okay, but I still think they probably would be considered in the same kind of generation of coaches. Only point I'm going to make is I'm not here to suggest that Sebastian Hoeneß would be a bad Bayern Munich head coach. All I'm suggesting is that they went down that route of bringing in the kind of exciting young Bundesliga head coach with Nagelsmann, and he ended up butting heads with the hierarchy of Bayern just as much as Hansi Flick and then Thomas Tuchel after him. And there is a kind of recurring pattern here that suggests that these coaches come in, they expect to be in charge of a club that's challenging for the Champions League, and then they get very frustrated at the lack of maybe proactive work that's been done in the transfer window compared to the other kind of super clubs around Europe. And I don't know. I just kind of think if I was Sebastian Hoeneß, I'd probably be taking a step back from any sort of hope, you know, any sort of kind of suggestion that he would be going to Bayern, because he's got a very good thing at Stuttgart right now. And why would you want to be the guy that goes in there to you know, put out the flames at Sabinerstrasse? You would rather wait until someone else has done that, rebuild the squad, went through all the growing pains with the new players. Then you would step in and take on that squad. You don't want to be the guy who's having to basically start from, you know, square one.
No, and, you know, it'd be a really difficult job at the moment. I mean, you could say the same about Xabi Alonso, right? Who I kind of sense might actually stay in Leverkusen, which is obviously a completely different story. But it's a really difficult question that the Bayern bosses have to answer here, because I think it's very much obvious now that this the squad might need to be torn down. You could probably look at selling several key pieces here. Gnabry comes to mind. Maybe even Sané, who's everyone's while making noise about leaving, right? Coman, Kimmich and Goretzka, can you really keep them all? You might even want to consider, okay, if Davies isn't renewing his contract, do you sell him as well? It's, what are we going to do with the goalkeeper position? There's so many question marks. And then, who do you put in charge of that, right? I think if I was Bayern Munich right now, and I know that Max Eber is going to come in to be the director of sport, and if you want to know the difference between sporting director and director of sport, I suggest you listen to Matt, my special on Max Eber coming to Bayern, because we explained the difference there. When Max Eber comes on, you would expect that he would make a full analysis with Christoph Freund, sit down and look at the squad, look at the coaches, I'm plural here, right? The entire staff, and then decide what to do. And because that's his decision, and I can guarantee you right now, without Max Eber being installed at the Bayern board, there will be no decision made on Thomas Tuchel, because that is a strategic decision that they have to get absolutely spot on before the summer transfer window. Either you stay with Tuchel or you bring in a new coach, and who is going to be that new coach is such an important decision that you cannot make that without the director of sport already installed, right? Because you have to get that absolutely 100% right. After firing Nagelsmann prematurely, after the situation with Flick leaving, after Tuchel coming in a overnight situation, you have to get this decision right. And you cannot make this decision without decision makers being in place. And I think that is something that is, that they know at the Sebener Straße, right? Do I think that Thomas Tuchel is going to be long-term the right decision at Bayern Munich? I don't actually know if I can answer that question, Stefan, because I don't know what they're going to do with the squad.
Yeah. I think what probably everyone can agree on is that Bayern either have to make some big changes with the head coach, or they have to make some big changes with the squad going forward to get back to a level that they want to be at. History would suggest that clubs tend to sack the coach because it's easier, it's cheaper.
Or sometimes we'll just decide to leave, like Jürgen
Klopp,
right?
Yeah, of course. And it usually reflects poorly on the club as a whole if the squad has fallen into disarray. That doesn't always work, though. And I do think in this instance, you know, we'll have a lot of Bayern fans, I'm sure, in the comments saying, you know, I'm sick of Thomas Tuchel. I hate the way the team play. They're so boring. They're so dull. Yeah, I get it too. But I think if you actually look at the evidence and you come to the conclusion that either Thomas Tuchel isn't a good enough head coach, or the squad isn't good enough to do what he, nor Nagelsmann, nor Hansi Flick could get out of it, I would suggest that the problem is the squad, to be perfectly honest with you. And I completely agree with you that it's more likely that Bayern are going to take a hatchet to the squad in the summer and keep Thomas Tuchel and try and build something rather than sack him and bring in someone like Sebastian Hoeneß and hope that he can get another 2 or 3 years out of Thomas Müller. So if the question is who do you bring in to replace Thomas Tuchel, the answer is there's not really anyone that you bring in. The much harder, more difficult question that needs to be answered is how many of these players at Bayern Munich simply aren't good enough.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.